Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having seven kids. You know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
John and Ken Show, John Cobell, Ken Shampoo, Campi, AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
A quick reminder that the Moist Line, it comes back in 3 days, and you can leave a message by using the TalkBack feature on the iHeartRadio app. Just go to KFI on the iHeartRadio app, John and Ken, you'll see a little microphone icon there, and you just press it, and you can leave us a message that we will play on the Moist Line. Well, maybe. Or you can just leave an old-fashioned voicemail at 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886.
A few weeks ago, there was a terrible story in Sacramento where an illegal alien in a church killed his three daughters, a chaperone to the kids, and then himself.
He had actually been living in the church. That's why it happened there. And I guess they were brought there by the chaperone to get the visitation with their father. And he chose that moment and that place to kill them.
And
the chaperone, too.
You know, this has inspired Kevin Kiley, who's a Republican assemblyman up in Northern California, to sponsor an assembly bill to try again to repeal the sanctuary state law in California. This was something that was written by Kevin DeLeon.
Oh, the man running for mayor.
The idiot who doesn't even know the Pledge of Allegiance. Yeah, and he's running for mayor. He'll be in the debate tonight.
Yeah, he's on the city council now.
It prohibits local police departments and sheriff's deputies from assisting ICE and enforcing immigration laws. Right. And he did that with a wildly false and misleading speech and plea to the other assembly and state senators. Let's get Kevin Kiley on here. Kevin, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're all right. I guess this murder here ended up with five people dead. Really, really upset you.
Well, of course. I mean, it's just an unfathomable tragedy that struck our community here. And as it turns out, it was an avoidable one. This deranged man who committed this crime, not only was he in the country illegally, but he'd been arrested the previous week for assaulting a police officer. We had him in custody. ICE even asked about his release. And the sheriff's office said, sorry, we cannot tell you because of the sanctuary state law. So you could not imagine a more stark illustration of just how perverse this law is.
Yeah, because if ICE had gotten hold of him, they might have put him in the deportation proceedings and he might not have been in that church to kill his daughters.
Well, that's exactly right. And we've seen many examples of this since the sanctuary state law went into effect. But I haven't seen anything that really just hits this close to home.
And does this move any of the legislators who's voted for this sanctuary bill? Do they connect it with this quadruple murder?
Well, I mean, there's no way to deny it. I mean, as you just said, the facts are as they are.
But are they upset by it? Are they upset by it? Do they say, all right, this has gone too far here?
I haven't seen anyone say that publicly, but, you know, I'm going to force the issue because we're going to get testimony from law enforcement. We're going to get testimony from those who have been impacted by crimes of the past. And, you know, I'm going to appeal to their conscience because the thing is, this was always the bipartisan consensus throughout every presidential administration is that immigration enforcement focuses first on those who have committed crimes. And so the sanctuary state law completely upended that as just a political stunt with, you know, De Leon and the leaders of the legislature, Jerry Brown at the time, declaring California to be the home of the resistance after Donald Trump's election.
Right. Because De Leon falsely claimed that it was going to be maids, laborers, babysitters, and landscapers who are going to get swept up in these ICE raids.
That's right. You know, it's funny you brought up De Leon because now that it got me thinking, when this law initially passed, it was my first year in the legislature, and I grilled him on it in the Judiciary Committee, and he brought you guys up. He kind of like lost it as I was asking him questions, and he's like, are you just trying to get a soundbite for John and Ken and for Fox News? I'm like, no, I'm opposing one of the worst laws that I've ever seen, and that at the time, you know, it was very clear, it was very predictable, was going to have the very tragic consequences that have now become a reality.
Yeah, that's what's frightening about these people. All they think about is, oh, you're going to get a soundbite on John and Ken. Not that, you know, this guy is going to kill his three daughters when ICE should have deported him. That's what's really sick about that.
Yeah, tell people, I mean, what kinds of crimes, because when they were debating this bill 5 years ago, they were always trying to tell the public, don't worry, serious, very violent offenders won't be included in these type of sanctuary protections. But there were a lot of exceptions, right, weren't there?
Yes, there are. Well, here's the thing. So first, the point you make is absolutely correct, that they sold this as somehow like some sort of broad protection for immigrants in general. They call it the California Values Act, when in fact, the law is specifically designed not to help immigrants in general or even undocumented immigrants in general. It only carves out a special protection for criminal illegal immigrants, those who are both here illegally and have committed crimes. But what's more, the law does, as you say, have a few exceptions. They say, okay, maybe for like the most serious offenses, we'll still allow there to be some communication between law enforcement and ICE. But that still, includes within the scope of the law many, many, many other types of offenses that are quite serious, including the type that we saw in this particular case where this guy assaulted a police officer. He was in custody. We had him. And yet because of the law, there could not be communication with ICE.
I mean, basically, De Leon and the rest of them that voted for this, their philosophy is, look, they're in the country illegally, but if they are sentenced for crimes committed, and apparently doesn't matter how serious, they're still in the country, and when they get out, we should not be turning them over to ICE because they've done their time and they should be able to return to their communities. That always seems to be the way I've interpreted this.
Well, even if that is their belief, you know, even they themselves have recognized in carving out these exceptions that, well, no, that principle does not hold. If someone is here illegally and while they're in our country illegally, they commit a ghastly crime, for a handful of offenses, say, okay, we should deport them at that point. And so all I'm saying is that principle ought to apply to not just a few crimes, but to all the other types of offenses that people are committing.
And what are some of those offenses? Like it mentions here in the article, kidnappers, hostage takers, the people with DWIs or the stories like that?
Yeah, exactly. And this is like the State Sheriff's Association pointed this out. Those things and many others, when they testified against this bill, when I was there in the Judiciary Committee where De Leon presented it, saying, okay, you've recognized that it's not a good idea to just, allow these people to go back into their communities and not be able to communicate with immigration authorities for like murderers and for very serious, you know, sex offenders and that sort of thing. But there's a whole host of other very serious crimes that are still within the scope of the law. This shouldn't even be a controversial proposition. We always used to agree that if you're in the country illegally and you commit a crime, you are first on the list for deportation. And the sanctuary state law was the one thing that upended that.
Yeah. No, it's amazing. Yeah, you have to explain this and defend it. Hey, on another issue, why did you decide not to run for governor this year against Newsom?
Yeah, it was a tough call. I mean, I've been, you know, fighting at the state level for the last 5 years, trying to get California turned around. I think we do have some momentum. I think that, you know, this is going to be a good year across the board. What made me decide to run for Congress, which I'm doing now, is, you know, I am seeing, it's like deja vu when you look at D.C. these days. It's like all of the mistakes that California has made that have led us down this disastrous path are being, repeated at the federal level. And so I think that having kind of been fighting those battles here in California, I want to sort of take that case to D.C. to say this is not the road we want to continue to travel down. I mean, Gavin Newsom says we're a model for the nation. I think that we need to make the case that California is a warning for the nation.
But the Republicans don't seem to have a single known candidate that's going to be running this year for, against Newsom.
Right. There isn't anyone who has a high level of name recognition. That's true. But the party is going through its endorsement process right now. And so hopefully we'll get someone who can carry the flag and give them a run for his money. And I think we do have some good statewide candidates.
What's going on? The thing is that's a huge letdown for millions of people who want at least a contest against Newsom, who wants an airing out of all the idiotic things going on in this state. And it doesn't seem like he's got a real opponent. I mean, there's nobody in the party who wants to take on the battle.
There are a handful of people who have filed, and so I'm not endorsing anyone at this point.
I never heard of them, though. People...
I don't think that means you ought to count him out. And the thing about Gavin Newsom is he's his own worst enemy. So, if you know, sometimes maybe that'll make it a kind of a cleaner vote for a lot of people if it's not necessarily someone who's a known commodity but can present some common sense ideas and just kind of litigate the case against Newsom, then maybe we'll have a shot. But I think this is going to be a good year for Republicans. I think that people, I mean, if you look at what's going on in San Francisco right now, where they threw out their school board members, they're about to throw out their DA. You guys are about to get rid of your DA potentially.
Right. That's what I'm saying. If there was a strong candidate now with a little bit of charisma, a public speaking ability to frame the arguments, you could pull it off this year. It's a good year, and I'm just shocked that there's nobody.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll see who comes out of the primary. I do think that we will at least get a Republican advance into the top two, and so Newsom is not going to get a free ride by any stretch of the imagination.
All right.
I see, Kevin, you're running in a newly carved district, huh?
Yeah, it's the third congressional district. It's actually formed out of five pre-existing districts. It's the only open seat in California this year in a Republican-leaning district. So, it's a really important race for regaining the majority in Congress and for, you know, making sure that we have a majority that's going to do something, that we have people in office who will fight. So if anyone wants to help out, if you care about the sanctuary state issue, for example, my website's electkevinkiley, K-I-L-E-Y. electkevinkiley.com.
All right, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Yeah, always a pleasure. Thanks, guys.
All right. Young guy, a bright guy, Kevin Kiley, an assembly member, but as you just heard, he would like to win the race for California's third congressional district. It's one of these newly carved out districts as they did the whole census thing and did some redistricting. We got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken Show, John Cobell, Ken Champeau, KFI. AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
You got it. Oh, a great story coming up in a moment about what some are doing about high gas prices. One of the things that happened today, there was a lot worth commenting on, but the Senate hearing for this Supreme Court nominee of Biden's, Ketanji Brown Jackson, that was somewhat unique and interesting, is Lindsey Graham stormed out. They did. He turned in his chair and walked out in the Senate Judiciary Committee hearings.
What was this hissy fit about? I didn't see
Guantanamo
that.
Bay, and you may say, huh? Well, he was kind of making a good point. You may not know this, but Ketanji Brown was a federal public defender. That was one of her positions before she got into this judge thing. And he said that, you know, some of the people you defended who got released, I don't know if he was specific, but this is the military prison in Cuba, Guantanamo, they actually returned to the battlefield to kill Americans. And some even ended up in high-ranking Taliban positions. I think we talked about this years ago.
Yeah, some
this was
did.
Going on.
That's all true.
And he had a real problem with this, but he couldn't get anywhere. And then Dick Durbin, the chairman, kept stopping him. And so he just got up and walked out.
Oh, so nobody would let him finish a sentence? Or
His line of questioning, I guess, kept getting cut off or something like that.
Of course. Yeah. Well, there you go. that is a weird thing to want to do. You know, though, I was reading an article about that the other day, not about this exchange today, but that was going to be a line of criticism. And the people in Guantanamo Bay, the terrorists, they're enemy combatants.
Yeah.
So they're not entitled under the Constitution to a defense lawyer.
That's right.
That's true of every criminal.
And even Lindsey Graham apparently said today, I don't care if they die before they ever get a trial.
No.
Who cares?
No, and that's why they've all been in prison there for 20 years, and most of them haven't been
including,
tried.
Including KSM, right? Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, right. The mastermind of 9/11.
Basically,
where he is, he's supposed to be tried in New York eventually.
Yeah, they gave up on that.
They did give up because on that. So he's in Guantanamo? I guess he is, huh?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, I kind of lost track of that whole story. But, yeah, there. I got to look that up, see how many guys are still there. And they're basically prisoners of war. But they're considered, you know, enemy combatants, enemy captured combatants, in wartime, right. And right. They may never get out, some of them. I mean, we've had a series of Democratic presidents, and none of them have volunteered to let these guys go. Occasionally, one is, and they usually end up being bad news, and they get back into the fight, and they kill one of our guys.
I loved all the headlines, though, leading into these hearings for the Supreme Court nominee, especially in the El Segundo Times and the New York Times. We have to be prepared for the racist and sexist attacks that we made against this nominee. Like, really acting all up right. In arms. And we must protect her from this terrible onslaught of these crazy conservative Republican nuts. And
that's so exhausting. I can't even read or listen to that.
It's really not worth it.
That crap anymore.
We're not spending any time on this.
No, it's going to be the same vote as the last guy. So what does it matter? Doesn't change
Biden's
anything.
President. Yeah, that's Dems the brakes. That's kind of how it goes, right? Yeah. He's going to get the pick who he wants.
It doesn't change anything because she's going to vote exactly the same as the guy the she's other, replacing.
Right.
So
that's right.
Who cares?
Right. So she'll be with that far left faction on the court.
Right.
So all right. Here's a gas price story. If you don't know by now, gas prices in LA County hit $6. Go ahead, celebrate. It's exciting. In Florida, four men use a little technology. Now, I'm not recommending this. I'm just telling this story. They used something called a pulsator. They installed them on the pumps. And apparently what these devices can do is lower the price.
Oh, hey, I'm recommending this. I'll recommend it.
Yeah.
We need more. You know what? We need more resistance.
They pulled up with those big fuel hauling trucks to the pumps. They installed these devices, which were able to lower the prices down, in some cases, to just pennies. They pretty much filled up for free and took off, although eventually authorities got onto this, and a couple of them were busted last week. They were topping an oversized gas tank in Lakeland, Florida, and I guess from a
That's
tip
pretty cool.
or some other way of tracking them, they found out what they were doing. Another guy was stealing diesel fuel from another station.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm all in favor
of using the device.
You know what? If Newsom doesn't want to suspend the gas tax, then anything goes as far as I'm concerned.
They're real worried about this now because, I mean, the story last week was that guys were pulling up over the tanks and they were kind of hiding what they were doing. They were lifting the tank up and sucking the gas out. But these guys are actually got a device that that changes the price.
This is abusive and unnecessary. We could be pumping a poop load of more oil, right?
A poop load.
And we could pump, and we can get rid of the taxes because there's a huge surplus. So there's no reason for this. The gas prices are way, way, way overboard, unlike any other state in the union, not even close. So the heck with it. All right? They've declared war on us. Maybe we need a resistance.
It's time to fight back, huh?
It is.
We're going to be like the Ukrainians?
I'm so inspired
by the companies
Ukrainians.
Of Russia?
You know, see, when you decide you're not going to put up with something anymore, look what can happen. I mean, their military is like 1/10 the size of Russia. And by every single category, Russia has a far superior advantage. But as much damage as they've done, they haven't been able to take over the country. And they thought they were going to do it in 3 days. And there's no quit in the fight. I think I mentioned a poll the other day, 93% of Ukrainians want to keep fighting. And I keep thinking, man, if we had that spirit here, we wouldn't have tens of thousands of people living in the streets. We wouldn't have garbage piled up everywhere. We wouldn't have criminals running around, smash and grab thieves, burglaries, shoplifting, all this crap. We wouldn't have $6 gas. You know, people just got the spirit of the Ukrainians and said, no, this isn't going to happen anymore. Not putting up with it.
I was almost ready to say, well, if we were invaded, maybe, but I saw that poll a few weeks ago that half the Democrats would leave.
I know. Makes me.
Well, you too, though.
Babe, huh?
You said you would leave.
Well, I'm rethinking that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, there's a lot about you that's changing thanks to the Ukrainians.
The Ukrainians have had a great effect on
you. You're building a bunker. You're ready to fight.
That's right. Well, that's the last thing. I'm still wrestling with the bunker. I got a few things I got to do. But
it keeps you busy.
No, it does. I spend a lot of time at night reading about all this now.
Or on the shower bench.
It's actually, the whole industry is fascinating.
Oh, I'll bet it is.
It is.
All right, we got more coming up.
I'm going to be one of these guys. John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken Show, John Cobell, Ken Champeau, KFI. AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Ooh, Hillary Clinton has COVID.
Yeah, I did see that. Hillary Clinton apparently has tested positive for COVID, and I guess that the Biden spokesperson, Jen Psaki, has tested positive again.
She just had it in November.
She had COVID previously.
Get it twice in 5 months? Jeez.
A report tonight that it is possible that the Russians are already using something that is not strictly considered a chemical weapon, but indeed can be quite a powerful weapon, white phosphorus. White phosphorus.
That sounds like a chemical weapon.
It says strictly not considered a chemical weapon on the list, but it burns fiercely and could cause horrendous injuries.
Well, that's a chemical weapon then.
There are people in a Ukrainian town who are telling reporters that they have seen the Russians use this. It's a place called Kramatorsk in Ukraine. And they said that they are using white phosphorus munitions on troops and people there.
Well, phosphorus is a poisonous combustible nonmetal which exists in two forms. White phosphorus, which is a yellowish waxy solid, which ignites spontaneously in the air and glows in the dark. And then there's red phosphorus. So it is a chemical weapon. Well, what are they actually debating over here?
The story I'm reading just says strictly not considered.
Strictly? It burns fiercely, can ignite cloth, fuel, ammunition, and other combustibles. Yeah. It's an efficient smoke-producing agent. And it produces an immediate blanket of phosphorus peroxide vapor. Okay, so if that's not a chemical, then what is it? What's it, ice cream?
Considered an incendiary weapon.
Yeah, nonsense.
Apparently, CNN was told by a Russian official today, we might have to resort to some type of nuclear weapon if we feel an existential threat to Russia. Whatever the hell that means.
Okay, so we're just going to sit and watch it happen, huh?
I guess so.
I said this day one. We're going to be a lot of talk, a lot of gas, but ultimately we don't care about the Ukrainians. We'll sacrifice every one of them before we do anything.
Right.
It's exactly what's happening. But it's a lot of tough. And I guess this is what it fries me. A lot of tough talk. We've got sanctions. You notice he's been in sanctions for a month. Hasn't stopped him at all. They work on the Russian people. They're making the Russian people's lives miserable. That hasn't stopped him.
Yeah.
So, you watch. Watch the Ukrainian death toll while we all sit and feel all smug and virtue signal.
Well, here's another story that has elevated the people that like to be tattletale weenies to a new level. New York City has a clean air program that allows people to report idling commercial vehicles in exchange for a cut of the money, the fines. All you have to do is stand there and tape the offending truck for 3 minutes, send in your proof, and you get a share of the fine. It starts by talking about an 81-year-old man, Paul Slapakas.
Yeah, 81.
81.
Man with nothing to do.
He stands in front of a truck, a camera dangling around his neck, a map sticking out of his jacket pocket. He looks like he's in deep conversation on an old flip phone, but what he's doing is he's recording 3 minutes and 10 seconds of the offending truck. A lifelong New Yorker who lives a few miles away in Queens snapped the phone shut, tapped the screen of his watch, walked away. He probably earned just then $87.50.
What an irritating busybody.
If the truck gets a fine of $350.
They were doing that here. Garcetti. Garcetti was leading the snitch brigade, remember?
Were they paying people?
I know, but he was creating.
You get a cut of the fine, but you have to do a lot of follow up to get your money.
I hope the guy ends up in hell. I don't believe in hell, but I wish for hell. And a guy like him, 81 years, this is what he's doing. Why doesn't he go read to children?
You can collect 25% of any fine. He believes in clean air.
The guys who are delivering trucks. They're trying to do a job. They're delivering all the goods that we need to live on. And, you know, just because New York City is so effed up with their traffic and there's no convenient parking.
Right.
You're going to go get in the way to make $87? Good Lord. That is an example. Oh, people living too
some
long.
Some people in this story have made hundreds of thousands doing this. Yeah, they do it all year long.
Yeah, I know.
Like we Slapacast says he pulled in $64,000 in rewards in 2021.
We should
simply paying attention on his daily walks for exercise.
We should send him to Ukraine. Should go do some good for the refugees.
Oh, here's a good one. There's 20 or so that collectively submit 85% of the complaints. So it is a small group that are really committed to this.
Yeah. I mean, just atrocious people.
City paid almost $1 million in bounties last year alone.
Yeah, $1 million of tax money. On top of that, they're sucking out tax money.
It's working. Apparently, they only got a handful of complaints, but then when they added this to the program, they're now getting thousands. 12,000 complaints last year.
It's the only way. Those truckers are on a time schedule. They're unloading. They're not going into a massage parlor to get a sex act. They're trying to do their jobs and unload stuff. Like,
why
it isn't tough enough
off
these
the truck, or is that too hard to restart, or
I don't know. Maybe they did hop off for a minute and there's some hassle inside the office. Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, I noticed the package delivery guys on my street, a lot of them don't turn off the truck, but they're only there for like 30 seconds. They just pull in front of your house.
I think having private citizens snitch on each other, that's right.
I know
you
find that the worst.
East Germany,
I saved this story for you.
East Germany, Soviet Union, Communist China. It's just in the last few years, we are picking up all that stuff that I remember reading about when I was a kid. I was learning about these dictators, these communists, these oppressive societies. And it's all the same thing. They turn people against one another. It's here, this 80-year-old poop who ran out of things to do in his life. He's got nothing productive to do. He's lived too long. Probably should have
made $74,000 doing this last year.
He should have taken the exit bag when he was 78.
Oh, and by the way, you can get even more money if they are repeat offenders, but you have to do the homework yourself to find that out.
Good.
So they have to do some real records digging to see if the trucks have been cited before, but then the fine's bigger, you see.
He ought to get a bed in the nursing home next to Biden. Hate those.
A people. Bed with an exit bag.
Yeah. Here's a bed. Here's an exit bag.
All right, we got a party coming up.
John and Ken. John and Ken Show. John Cobell, Ken Champeau, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
You need a lozenge.
I do need a lozenge.
Your voice is getting hoarser. I was like that last week. I'm still kind of like that.
It's an odd thing. It's the only symptom I have.
Is that right?
Yeah, all I got is a hoarse voice, nothing else.
You have the new variant. I've read that's all it causes is a hoarse voice. The new COVID variant.
Yeah, well, it's pretty deadly then.
You, but it's Deborah, run in there and stick a thing up his nose there to.
Hey.
Oh, I know. You might have COVID.
That'd be wild.
I've had this for 5 days.
That's COVID.
Yeah.
A horse voice.
Coming up after 5 o'clock, crime. A couple of really wild crime stories to get to. And then, looks like John's elitist West Side neighbors, well, they're not building a bunker to save themselves from Putin's nukes. But they're building something else that has to do with crime in big numbers. We'll get to all of that right after the news at 5 o'clock. Well, we were just talking about a program in New York City that allows people to rat on trucks that are idling too long and contributing to the carbon in the atmosphere. Which brings us to this story. It's a Bloomberg special. While some nations have tried to find a way to cope with cutting off the oil imports from Russia. Here in California, we're going to do nothing but suffer with high gas prices. A country like China has decided they need to be even less reliant on energy imports from other nations. Apparently, they don't even import much. But they are going to go with a massive increase in coal mining. The National Development and Reform Commission, the nation's top economic planner, told officials from major mining regions at a meeting last week that they want to boost domestic production capacity of coal by about 300 million tons. They plan to also build a 620 million ton stockpile of the fuel split between the government, the miners, and the users.
Can you calculate that? 620 million tons? That's 620 million times 2,000?
This would cut the country's already scant dependence on foreign imports after global prices hit record levels in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. It highlights concerns that China's reliance on fossil fuels remains as entrenched as ever. So we're so worried in this state, for instance, about a couple of oil drilling in Kern County. And, you know, when you're talking about the planet, that's all that matters here. If you really believe in climate change, is the planet. China's going to go nuts with coal.
The other day, there was a story that they have on the books plans to build 3,000 coal-fired electricity generation plants. 3,000 of them. But in order to feed the coal into these 3,000 generator plants, you have to mine the coal. So that's what this story is about, is they're going to produce hundreds of millions of tons of coal.
Yeah.
And so they have this huge supply to feed into the 3,000 coal-fired generation plants. But, and this, by the way, dwarfs like a million times over what we're trying to save in this state with global
this
warming.
This really puts it in perspective that this is actually silly.
You're paying
what this country and this state is trying to do.
You're paying $6 gas for nothing. It's going to have no effect on the climate. $6 gas for nothing. And you're paying 60% higher electricity rates compared to the rest of the nation for nothing.
Nothing.
This is a complete scam by our government. The temperatures are only going to go up if their greenhouse gas nightmare is true, because there's no way you can compete with China. I mean, I can't even tell you what this number is in terms of actual pounds of coal.
What silly California's trying to do with its climate change policy is about as effective as Eric Garcetti holding his breath to take a photo so he doesn't have to wear his mask. That's really about as effective. It's childlike, what California's trying to do. It matters none, except it's hurting the people who have to pay all the high prices. Coal, as you said, gas, electricity, we're way ahead of the rest of the country because we're trying to set the tone on how to deal with climate change and become carbon neutral. It has no impact. And China doesn't give an F what we do.
No, so I just multiplied 300 million tons or 620 million ton stockpile. 620 million ton stockpile of coal. So multiply that by 2,000, right? Because each ton is 2,000 pounds.
Right.
They're going to build a stockpile of 1,240 billion pounds of coal, and they're going to burn every single pound of that in their 3,000 new coal-fired electrical generation plants.
And the only, quote, commitment they made, and it's not really a commitment, I think it was the Paris Accords, beginning in the year 2030, we'll start to slowly decrease our emissions.
It's
still 8 years away. Anyway.
And it's a lie anyway.
It's probably a lie.
They have lied after every one of these global climate accords. Nothing has ever been done at those global climate conferences. And everybody involved knows it, which is why John Kerry takes a private plane there and back. This is a solution. There's no solution to this issue. It's impossible. You can't stop Putin from firing nukes at Ukraine. You can't stop China from literally burning 1 trillion pounds of coal. 1 trillion pounds of coal. Think about that. And you're running around going, and you know, I'm glad that gas is $6 a gallon because we really got to do something about global warming. Yeah, okay.
All right, coming up next.
Go get an exit bag.
Stories on crime and what some West Side LA people are doing to get ready for a possible crime in their own home. Coming up.
John and Ken Show. Deborah Mark has the news. KFI AM 640.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.